Welcome back to NewsRant Business and Corporate for Monday morning, February 2nd, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Bronco Resources announces CEO transition and 2026 exploration focus. Bronco Resources Corp. announces the appointment of Dev Rishi Maharaj as CEO and director, succeeding Corbin Stewart. With 14 years of mining experience, Mr. Rishi Maharaj aims to lead the company in advancing the Placer Mountain Gold Project amid strong gold prices. The company grants 825,000 stock options to key personnel. Bronco Resources focuses on disciplined exploration to enhance shareholder value.
Tech media breaks. Supercon Limited expands its electronic monitoring operations with a third county deployment in Wisconsin. The global provider of secure solutions for e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity sectors will utilize its PureOne and PureShield solutions to support GPS tracking and domestic violence monitoring programs in the state, showcasing rapid scalability and continued adoption of its technology across multiple U.S. states.
Investor news breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, OOSC, reports record fourth quarter and full year 2025 earnings. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, NYSE American, NYSE, announced record fourth quarter and full year 2025 earnings, with net earnings of $4.85 million for Q4 and $16.64 million for the full year. The company saw total assets reach $1.11 billion, gross loans grow 17.83% to $958.79 million, and net interest margin improved to 4.39%. Capital ratios remained strong, positioning OFC for continued growth in 2026.
Biomed news breaks. Nanovirusides NYSE American. NNVC highlights Mission Matters podcast interview with President Anil Dewan. Nanovirusides Inc. highlighted President Dr. Anil R. Dewan's Mission Matters podcast interview discussing the revolutionary nanoviricide platform and lead drug candidate NV-387. Dr. Dewan emphasized the broad-spectrum potential of nanoviricides, detailing NV-387's efficacy against multiple viruses in animal models. A Phase 2 clinical trial targeting Mpox is set to begin, positioning NV-387 as a potential therapy for viral infections with a market opportunity exceeding $17 billion by 2030.
Tiny Gems Breaks, CEG Media Corporation, NASDAQ SCGELTRYW reaffirms 90-day execution plan and acquisition timeline. SCGG Media Corporation reaffirmed its 90-day execution plan, focusing on completing acquisitions, strengthening core operations, and allocating capital. The company aims to close the acquisition of Velocy Esports Limited in February, Nuke Holdings Limited in March, and Ant Media and Productions by the end of March. These transactions are key priorities to drive revenue and create long-term value. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. Vivacore Inc. signs LOI to sell CPE Gathering midstream assets to Olinox for approximately $36 million. Vivacore Inc. has signed a letter of intent to sell its CPE Gathering midstream assets to Olinox Industries, Inc. for about $36 million. The deal includes Vivacore's Omega pipeline system serving the Oklahoma stack play. The transaction, structured with cash, promissory note, and stock, aims to enhance Vivacore's focus on its core businesses. The parties anticipate finalizing the agreement by March 31st, 2026. Investor News breaks: GID Capital 9 Corp closes $253 million IPO with full overall allotment exercise. GID Capital 9 Corp has closed its $253 million IPO, including the full overall allotment exercise. The company offered 25.3 million units at $10 per unit, with gross proceeds of $253 million. Trading began on January 27, 2026, on the NASDAQ Global Market under the ticker GIXXU. Led by CEO and Chairman Dr. Avi Katz, GID Capital 9 aims to identify a business combination in aerospace, defense, and technology sectors. Investor Newsbreak's VirtuX Inc. begins trading on NASDAQ Global Market following direct listing. VirtuX Inc. has commenced trading on the NASDAQ Global Market under the ticker symbol VTIX following a successful direct listing. The company, known for its full-body virtual reality systems, reported significant revenue growth and secured investments to support its expansion into consumer, enterprise, and defense markets. VirtuX's Omni line of omnidirectional treadmills continues to innovate the XR and AI space, delivering immersive experiences worldwide.
Fitzroy Minerals graduates to OTCQX. I know Fitzroy Minerals Inc. announces its common shares have graduated to trade on the OTCQX Best Market in the U.S., upgrading from the OTCQB Venture Market. Chairman Campbell Smythe expresses excitement for increased visibility and liquidity for U.S. investors. The company's shares now trade under the symbol FTZFF on OTCQX, with financial disclosure available on www.otcmarkets.com. Fitzroy Minerals focuses on mineral exploration in the Americas with projects in Chile, Argentina, and Canada. Investor News breaks: Renewal Fuels Inc. appoints Michael Grams Smith as Chief Legal Officer and Board Member. Smith, with over two decades of legal and technology leadership experience, will oversee legal, regulatory, and governance functions. He will also support the company's patent portfolio expansion and contribute to strategic oversight as Renewal Fuels advances American fusion towards institutional-grade operations and SEC reporting readiness.
Investor news breaks: American Rebel Holdings, Inc. expands Florida distribution through Tri-Eagle sales agreement. American Rebel Holdings has expanded its Florida distribution through a strategic agreement with Tri-Eagle Sales. The partnership aims to increase retail velocity and support chain placements across North and North Central Florida, including Gainesville, Tallahassee, and Ocala. Tri-Eagle will provide comprehensive coverage, managing logistics, cold box execution, and event-level activations, including at Gainesville Raceway, where American Rebel Light Beer will serve as the official beer.
MindBio, to revolutionize drug and alcohol testing in the mining industry using AI, voice-based drug and alcohol detection solution. MindBio Therapeutics Corp. plans to revolutionize drug and alcohol testing in the mining industry with an AI, voice-based solution. CEO Justin Honka met with mining and health executives in South America to discuss deploying this technology, which could streamline screening for multiple substances. This innovation aims to enhance safety and efficiency in the mining sector globally.
AD Endeavor's Just Right Products delivers for Lockheed Martin. Just Right Products, Inc., a subsidiary of ADM Endeavors, successfully delivered 2,000 red, white, and blue hats to Lockheed Martin for an event featuring U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. Despite a tight deadline of 13 days, the design team created prototypes, received approval, and completed production in just 8 days. Lockheed Martin trusted Just Right Products for this important project, showcasing their large production capacity and dedication to quality.
Innovative Designs Inc., IVDN, 100% year-over-year sales growth, posted in 2025 annual report for best year ever, with profitability reaching 5 straight quarters. Innovative Designs Inc. reports 100% year-over-year sales growth in their 2025 annual report, marking their best year ever, with profitability extending for 5 consecutive quarters. The company has initiated work with an independent testing company to secure renewed high-level certifications, aiming to significantly expand their customer base. Fiscal quarter 1 2026 sales have already reached new record levels, continuing their strong growth trajectory. Pride Holdings Group uplists to OTCQB Venture Market. Pride Holdings Group has successfully uplisted to the OTCQB Venture Market, a move reflecting their commitment to transparency and growth. The company, known for its LGBTQ+ focused assets, believes this transition will enhance market visibility and accessibility for investors. CEO Mike Barrett expressed excitement, stating this achievement supports their expansion plans and dedication to inclusive, community-driven business growth. Havana Roasters Coffee Companies, Inc. finalizes corporate rebrand and begins trading under new name as company advances growth strategy. Havana Roasters Coffee Companies, Inc. finalizes corporate rebrand and begins trading under new name as company advances growth strategy. The company's common stock will now trade as Havana Roasters Coffee Companies, Inc., effective January 29, 2026, with the symbol OTCNAFSD for 20 trading days before transitioning to OTCTHRC. The rebranding follows a change in control and strategic transformation, positioning the company for growth in the premium coffee and hospitality market.
BMPAI Technologies provides corporate update and strategic focus for 2026. BMPAI Technologies, Inc. provided a corporate update outlining key developments in fiscal year 2025 and strategic focus areas for 2026. The company completed a name and ticker symbol change, maintained SEC filings, and improved capital structure transparency. In 2026, BMPAI will focus on advancing the Hardee's platform, BMP chain development, and AI solutions with a commitment to long-term value creation and shareholder interests.
NCQC Laboratory LLP marks major milestone with new facility launch for airflow sensor calibration. NCQC Laboratory LLP achieves a significant milestone with the launch of a new facility dedicated to airflow sensor and anemometer calibration. The advanced infrastructure ensures precise and reliable calibration services, catering to industries like pharmaceuticals, HVAC, and manufacturing. This expansion highlights NCQC Calibration Lab's commitment to quality, efficiency, and customer satisfaction, reinforcing its reputation as a trusted calibration partner.
National TAB Intelligence celebrates 20 years in business. National TAB Intelligence, NTI, is celebrating 20 years in business. Founded in 2006, NTI has grown into a full-service company offering startups, commissioning, indoor air quality, TAB, and other services. With plans for continued growth and expanded physical locations, NTI focuses on providing consistency, accountability, and performance for its customers. President Joe Hertenstein shares the company's commitment to delivering comfort and control through technology, knowledge, and services.
4 Local Homes expands home, kitchen, and bathroom renovation services across the United States. 4 Local Homes expands its home, kitchen, and bathroom renovation services nationwide, offering certified, insured, and contractor direct services to homeowners in California, Oregon, and Washington. With a focus on transparent pricing and reliable workmanship, the company aims to connect homeowners with qualified local contractors, starting with major metropolitan areas like Los Angeles, San Diego, and Seattle.
Grand Renovations expands premium kitchen and bathroom remodeling services across Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. Grand Renovations expands its premium kitchen and bathroom remodeling services across Vancouver and the Lower Mainland to meet the increasing demand for high-quality home renovations. With a focus on craftsmanship, durability, and timeless design, the company has enhanced its local crews, project management systems, and supplier partnerships to correct undo all of the best. Homeowners can now access custom kitchen remodeling, luxury bathroom remodelings, full interior home remodels, and more. Learn more at grandrenovations.ca.
Four Local Homes expands home, kitchen, and bathroom renovation services across Canada. Four Local Homes expands its home, kitchen, and bathroom renovation services across Canada, strengthening its presence in major cities and growing its network of certified local contractors. The company's straightforward contractor direct model connects homeowners with experienced professionals, offering transparent pricing, clear communication, and consistent workmanship. With a focus on reliability and professionalism, Four Local Homes aims to bring dependable renovation services to more communities nationwide.
Floors Depot launches Dustless Hardwood Floor Refinishing Services across Vancouver, British Columbia, and Canada's Lower Mainland. Floors Depot launches Dustless Hardwood Floor Refinishing Services across Vancouver, British Columbia, and Canada's Lower Mainland. The new service offers a cleaner, healthier, and more efficient alternative to traditional floor sanding methods, reducing mess and improving indoor air quality for families. Homeowners can now upgrade their floors with less dust, faster turnaround times, and dependable craftsmanship.
WebCE wins 2026 Gold Stevie Award for Contact Center of the Year. WebCE has secured a Gold Stevie Award for Contact Center of the Year in the 20th Annual Stevie Awards for Sales and Customer Service. This marks their first gold win and fifth overall Stevie Award in this category. The judges praised their people-first approach and impressive speed of answer results, setting them apart in the industry. WebCE will be honored at a gala event in New York City on March 5th.
Nod Cards makes it effortless for dealership employees to get more customer calls, appointments, and reviews. Nod Cards has launched a new system for car dealerships, making it easier for employees to connect with customers. Each employee receives a personalized link and QR code, allowing customers to call, text, email, get directions, or leave reviews with a single tap. This system provides visibility into customer actions in real time, helping dealerships focus on genuine customer engagement. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.